Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt-out.
The pandemic has been hard on all our kids. New studies show more than 1 in 3 children who started school in the pandemic now need intensive reading help. That's right. Millions of kids in kindergarten through third grade in the United States cannot read at grade level. Here's the good news. Your child can be reading in just 30 days, guaranteed, with Hooked on Phonics. Even if your child has been struggling, Hooked on Phonics will teach your child to read in just 30 days, guaranteed. And right now, you can get started for just $1. Text the word GRADE to 323232 right now. Hooked on Phonics is highly effective and incredibly fun, and everything can be done right from home and in less than 20 minutes a day. For more than 30 years, Hooked on Phonics has been the proven learn-to-read program that kids love to use. Text GRADE to 323232 and teach your child to read in just 30 days, guaranteed. Text GRADE to 323232 right now and get started for just $1. Text GRADE to 323232 now. Text GRADE to 323232.
Greet you everybody, everywhere. Every Friday at this time he comes to say hello, buddy. Brought to you by Adana for the smile of beauty.
And by Talus
for well-groomed hair. Adana, by Talus, two products you should know. On the Alan Young Show.
Yes, it's Friday night again, and Bristol-Myers, makers of Ipana for the smile of beauty, Vitalis for well-groomed hair, bring you the Alan Young Show. A half hour of laughs as we follow another escapade in the life of Alan Young. And now, in order to join the star of our show, we must put north to the wild and rugged mountains, across the blazing desert, until we finally reach Van Nuys, California. It's morning, and in a small white cottage, we find Alan greeting the new day. And here, with his pal Zero, is that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young.
Ah, lovely morning. Just look out of this window, the birds singing, the sun shining. Oh, hello there, Mr. Milkman. Just leave me 3 empty bottles again. Surprised how many nickels I get back this way. Now it's a grand morning. Zero! Zero! Come over to the window. Look at these beautiful birds.
I hate birds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no way to talk. We should love our pet friends.
I hate birds.
Be reasonable, dear. After all, the chickens are birds, and if there weren't any chickens, there wouldn't be any eggs. If there weren't any eggs, what would you eat for breakfast?
Boys.
This is the kind of morning you should go right out and get yourself some work.
I hate work.
But Zero.
I hate work worse than boys.
All right. Zero, you should be more industrious. Be like me. And when I think of what I was, and all the work I did, and what I am today, well, I just stand there and say,
Well, I had a job last week.
You had a job. It was a good job, too. Janitor in a bank.
Yeah.
Why did they fire you? You didn't do anything wrong.
Of course not. I was perfectly innocent. It's just that every time I got near the safe, the vacuum cleaner developed dishonest tendencies.
You know, sometimes I'm really ashamed of you.
Well, I'm sorry, Alan. I wouldn't do anything in the world to hurt you, honest, Alan.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't.
I mean it. I'd do anything for you. Anything at all. Boy, I'd give you the shirt off of my back. And it'd fit, too, because it's your shirt. Listen, Alan, you know
there.
Alan, you took me in when nobody else had given me a chance.
All right.
To give me a roof over me.
Yeah, no.
I was down and out when I met you. Things looked black, and at night I was going to end it all. And Alan, you saved me. Just when I was going to drown myself.
Oh, you couldn't have got your head in that glass of beer anyway.
I was trying.
You were trying, yes.
Like had a head on it, I might have made it. Alan, I'm no use around here. I'd better go. I think I'll pack your things and leave.
Be calm, Zero. I got problems of my own to worry about.
Alan, whatever it is, you know you can count on me.
No, it's a personal problem, Zero. It's my girlfriend, Betty.
Oh.
Her father's getting back from his vacation. He's been away a whole month. He'll be arriving soon. Just when everything was going so swell with Betty and me. When he gets home, I probably won't see Betty again.
So you won't see Betty again, so what?
She ain't the only pebble on the beach.
No, but she's the roundest. Mr. Denton Pepper left. He said if I didn't make something myself, he'd never let me in his house again. Oh, it's awful. When you and I got into bed last night, Zero, I even dreamt about him. All night long, I kept dreaming about Mr. Denton Pepper.
Yeah? I was dreaming about Ingrid Bergman.
It was awful. I kept tossing and turning, tossing and turning, tossing and turning.
Yeah, by 3 o'clock, me and Ingrid were both seasick.
Oh. So wonderful calling on Betty without having that father of hers around. He never liked me, never. He never even let me stay in the same room with her. Many's the time I had to kiss her goodnight through the keyhole.
Hey, look, Alan, I got an idea.
Hmm?
If you want to get rid of this guy, I know a couple of boys with a wonderful liquid cement.
Oh, no, no. Well, you stop hanging around with those characters. I can't understand why Denton Pepper won't let me marry Betty. After all, I'm a clean-cut American boy. I don't gamble. I don't go to burlesque shows. I buy all my books in Boston. I'm crazy about her. I'll get it to you. Gee, Betty's so soft and cuddly. Like yesterday's butter.
Hello, Alan.
Betty, gee, come on in. Isn't it a beautiful day?
Alan, I've got news for you.
Ah, who cares about news?
But it's about Daddy.
Ah, who cares about your daddy?
He's coming home tonight.
Ah!
Oh, Alan, what are we going to do?
Betty, this is terrible.
Oh, don't worry, Alan. It's still a beautiful day. The sun is shining and the birds are singing.
I hate birds.
Hiya, Mr. Pepper.
Oh, hello, Mr. Zero.
Hey, Alan. Why are you wearing such a long face?
My show on didn't come back from the laundry yet. Betty, this is terrible.
What are we going to do?
I made up my mind. I'm going to do something that's going to make your father very happy.
Well, Alan, wherever you move to, don't forget to write.
I don't mean that. I'm going to do something to make your father like me. What can I get him? What does he need?
Well, I don't know, Alan. He did say something about having the garden landscaped. Oh, but you couldn't.
No, I guess not.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Alan? If the man wants his landscape, scape it for him.
Big job, Zero. It's a lot of work.
Well, don't worry, Alan. I'll help you. I'm crazy about flowers and trees. And especially them little buds.
Yeah, that's the miracle of nature.
Yeah, certainly is a miracle, all right. How them little buds can push their way up through all that dirt and come out so clean. Look, Alan, this is my chance to do something. I'm going to repay you.
Zero, you know what it means? You got to get plants and shrubs and trees and flowers.
Just leave it to me. You go over and dig the holes and I'll be back in an hour.
Oh, geez. Daddy, when your father sees that backyard, he's going to think I'm wonderful.
But, Alan, Daddy will be home in just 5 hours.
So what? You can get a lot of things done in 5 hours. Why? 5 hours, we could get engaged. We could be married. We could raise a... No. Against washing things, is it?
Alan, be reasonable.
What's wrong, Betty?
Well, you can't plant things and expect them to grow in 5 hours.
What did you say?
You can't plant things and expect them to grow in 5 hours.
May the Chamber of Commerce have mercy on your soul.
Golly, Alan, I hope this makes Daddy like you.
Yeah, if this works, the rest of our lives can be as happy as this last month.
Oh, it has been a wonderful month with Daddy gone.
That's right, your father's been gone a whole month.
4 whole weeks.
Yeah? You know, it feels so funny walking around without any open wounds.
Oh, Alan, you shouldn't take Daddy seriously.
I shouldn't?
No. Daddy just has a big, rough exterior. But underneath that hard shell, he's weak and soft.
I know what you mean. I once opened an oyster.
Believe me, Alan, he just acts tough.
Oh, I don't know, Betty.
Oh, really? His bark is worse than his bite.
You're wrong. I've had both.
Anyway, it's been a wonderful 30 days, Alan. I wish those moments could go on forever.
Yeah. Why do I have to have so much trouble with your father?
Well, Alan, he likes a successful man.
But I was successful.
I started out to be a man and I became one. Lydia, I better hurry now. I better get a shovel, a hoe, a spade.
Oh, and to think you're going to do all this work just for me. Planting and digging and mowing.
Oh, I'd do anything for you, Betty. Well, if you said Alan Young jump off a building, I'd jump off a building. If you said Alan Young jump off a bridge, I'd jump off a bridge. If you said Alan Young jump off a cliff.
Yes?
Couldn't we play something a little easier, like post office?
Look at the man with the well-groomed hair. He uses five towels. The man with the well-groomed hair. He uses five towels. The man with the well-groomed hair. He uses.
Yes, and if anyone wants to be the man with the well-groomed hair, Vitalis and the famous 60-second workout is the answer. For this popular hair grooming preparation does wonders for your hair and your scalp, too. Loosens a tight, dry scalp, routs loose dandruff, and helps prevent excessive falling hair. There's no patent leather shine, no plastered down look after you use Vitalis. No, indeed. Your hair looks well-groomed in a natural, masculine way. So get a bottle. Now that Vitalis is back at all drug counters, and then take just 60 seconds to give your hair and scalp that stimulating, helpful Vitalis workout. See what a difference Vitalis makes.
Look at the man with the well-groomed hair. He uses Vitalis.
Now let's drop over to Ditton Pepper's backyard, where Alan Young and his pal Zero are busily at work in the garden.
Zero. Hand me that shovel. Yeah. Now, hand me that hoe. No, hand me that pickaxe. I got that dandelion out. Plant some of those flowers there. What kind of flowers did you bring, Zero?
Oh, we got all kinds.
Yeah?
Chrysanthemums.
Yeah.
There's geraniums.
Yeah.
With demodrums.
With demodrums.
Yeah, even got some schlamilies.
Ah! Zero, your pronunciation is very sloppy.
What was that?
I say your pronunciation is very sloppy.
Well, I got dressed in a hurry this morning.
Never. Better plant the rest of these trees and flowers before Dip and Pepper arrives. Let's see now. Have you got any early bloomers?
I told you, I got dressed in a hurry.
Come on, help me now, Zero. Let's plant one of these big trees over here.
Exactly. Let's see now. Which end do we put in the ground?
Put the bottom end in the ground, of course. The end with the roots on.
Roots?
Certainly. Every tree has roots. Every flower has roots. In fact, every living thing has roots.
Including Ingrid Bergman?
Well, that's not exactly what I meant. Of course, her roots are buttes.
We cover the roots up with this dirt.
Yeah, with the dirt. You see, the roots draw in nourishment from the mineral content of the lower soil. Then, by the process of osmosis and capillary action, the solution travels from the scent core up through the trunk until it permeates even the uttermost strata.
And they do it so quietly.
How come you don't know anything about nature?
Well, I was brought up in a city. I never even seen a tree until I was 11 years old.
There were no trees at all?
Not one tree in the whole neighborhood. Even the squirrels lived in telephone poles.
We're almost through here. Help me with this last tree.
Okay. Peggy. Hey, this is a funny one. Look at the way them branches are twisted.
Yeah, it's the strangest looking tree I ever saw, but...
Hello.
Oh, hello, Betty.
Hello, Mr. Sutton.
Oh, hello, Zero. Oh, the backyard looks beautiful. Daddy will love it, Alan. And doing all that digging, I'm glad you had the sense to wear those heavy mittens.
These are blisters.
Oh, you've got blisters on your itsy-bitsy fingers.
Oh, it's nothing.
Those nasty, wasty blisters all over your handsy-wansies.
Please, Betty, these blisters aren't so nasty-wasty. My handsy-wansies aren't so bitsy-witsy.
Excuse me, I'm going down to shoot a game of poolsy-poolsy.
To think you worked so hard planting and digging and getting blisters just to make Daddy happy and also you can win my hand.
Oh, Alan, I don't know what to say.
Say I'm strong and handsome. I like that sort of stuff. Gee, Betty, when your father sees this guard, maybe he'll change his mind about me, and the rest of our lives will be as happy as this last month.
Oh, it has been wonderful, Alan, walking through the woods and sitting on the bench. Oh, but what I liked best of all was rowing on the lake. You really row beautifully, Alan.
Oh, thanks. I wish we'd had oars. My fingertips are still wrinkled.
Alan, you remember that picnic we went on?
Oh, yeah.
Gee, you must have had a wonderful time. Yeah. You laughed and giggled all day. Is that because you were with me, Alan?
Well, not only that, Betty. The places those ants go.
Oh, we certainly had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Oh, that must be Hubert Updike.
A filthy rich Updike, aren't
you? Oh, Alan, Hubert's all right.
He's too darn rich. Who else has a 1946 car with a bumper?
Well, Betty, Alan, I'm here. And I just dare South America to take me away.
Hello, Hubert.
Oh, I'm just frightfully exhausted. I had to drive over here all by myself.
Oh, that's too bad. What happened to your chauffeur?
Oh, the bounder didn't show up for work. It seems his chauffeur quit. It's a vicious circle.
Hubert, I suppose you've come over to welcome Father home.
You have hit the nail right on the cranium. I've always thought the word head was vulgar.
Cranium, you, it does look vulgar.
Yeah, so here I am, Daddy, bearing a few gifts for Papa.
I might have known you'd try to impress him just because you got a lot of money.
Well, I haven't got as much money as I used to have, Alan. You remember that room I told you about that was full of $1,000 bills?
Yeah.
Well, it's going down.
Huh?
And now when I stand on my tiptoes, I can breathe in there.
Oh, Hubert, what did you bring for Daddy?
Well, I was going to bring the old boy some real estate, but I changed my mind.
Why?
Well, I had a deposit on Alaska, but they refused to raise the temperature.
I wouldn't bring it up.
But I didn't stop at real estate. I also brought your father a large white diamond.
Oh, where is it?
Well, I was dragging it here when the authorities stopped it. They thought I was stealing Mountain Ball.
You know, Hubert, Alan is presenting my father with a little gift, too.
Yes, and I'm sure it's little if it's coming from Alan.
Oh, now, Alan, all is fair in love and war.
Oh, Hubert, Alan does the best he can. Just look what he's done for Father. He landscaped the backyard.
Heavens to hollyhocks. So well, I still say the landscaping over on my Beverly Hills estate is much better than this.
Oh, yeah? What's so great about it?
Well, I have a whole staff of gardeners for my flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I have one man just to open up the petals so the poor things won't have to drag.
I planted some very nice things here. Just look at those rambling roses.
And I have rambling roses on my estate, but they don't ramble.
Oh, yeah? All rambling roses ramble.
Ours have no better place to go. Of course, in my garden, I maintain a certain color scheme.
Yeah?
Nothing but reds and greens.
Yep, but Hubert, later in the year, they're bound to change.
Not in my garden.
Hubert, in the fall, the leaves are bound to turn brown.
They wouldn't dare.
You have to admit these trees are nice.
Oh, if you want to see trees, come over to my estate.
Mm.
I have cypress trees, spruce, hemlocks, cedars, and I even have a few fir trees. Think, of course.
Of course.
Well, after all, Hubert, you have such a large estate.
Oh, yes, yes. It's an immense place. 2 solid acres of pepper trees. And that's nothing to sneeze at.
Oh, that was a witty one, yeah.
I'm cooking with gas today. High octane, of course.
The high octane.
Oh, golly, Daddy must have arrived. I think I hear him in the house.
Oh, goody, goody. When he sees the presents I've brought, oh, I'm sure I'll win Betty's hand.
Don't be so sure, Hubert.
Alan, this is my time to cook your goose. Oh, quack, quack, quack.
Please, boys, no arguing. Now, you wait here. I'll go in and help Daddy. Oh, hello, Dad.
Hello there, Betty, my dear.
Oh, my, you're certainly
really looking wonderful.
Well, why shouldn't I? Never had a better vacation in my life. Just think of it. 4 whole weeks away from Alan Young.
Help me with these suitcases.
Oh, gee, it certainly is good to be home again. Oh, you know, this place looks beautiful to me.
Oh, Daddy, you talk like we lived in a mansion. It's just a small house.
Well, that's all I want out of life. Just a simple little home where I can hang my hat. And Alan Young.
Daddy, let's forget Alan for a minute. Here, sit down in your favorite chair.
Yes.
Did you do a lot of hunting?
Yes, yes. And this year I had some wonderful luck. I shot a moose. I even had its head stuffed.
Oh, good. We can hang it right over the fireplace.
Nothing doing. I don't want anything up there that would remind me of you-know-who. What's new with you, daughter? Have you been seeing Hubert Updike?
Daddy, why do you always insist I marry Hubert?
Well, if you marry him, you'll be in the upper crust.
And if I marry Alan?
You'll spend the rest of your life with a crumb. Just a little joke. Oh, but it's nice. It's nice to relax here after my trip.
Greetings, Papa. Welcome home.
Morning,
Well, Gilbert, my boy. Nice to see you. Certainly is nice of you to be on hand to welcome me.
Good afternoon, Mr. Rittenpepper.
Yes, sir, Hubert. It's a real treat to be here. After being away for a whole month?
Good evening, Mr. Rittenpepper.
Another day shot.
Mr. Rittenpepper, now that you're back, I thought we could be friends. Surely you've heard that old saying, forgive and forget.
Alan, my boy, that's exactly what I believe in. Forgive and forget.
You do?
Yes, so if you'll forgive me, I'd like to forget you.
I understand why you feel this way about me, Mr. Rittenpepper. After all, I'm a wide-awake young man. I'm on my toes. By back in manual training, I was the first one to finish my floor lamp.
Now, why fight fate, Alan? Let me talk to Mr. Dittenpepper. Mr. Dittenpepper, I'd like to present you with these tokens of my esteem and affection. Here, here. Just look at this.
Oh, Hubert. It's lovely.
Gee, a platinum pajama top.
I wouldn't be without one. Nothing like them for a good, rigid night's sleep. And here's another present for you, Papa. A hand-painted necktie by Rembrandt, of course.
Hubert. Rembrandt died 300 years ago. How could he paint that necktie?
I've got so darn much influence.
Daddy, look out the window. I want you to see what Alan's done.
Alan Young? What's he been up to now? If he's been ruining my garden again, I'll take him and... Alan, my boy. That landscaping, it's beautiful. Those trees, those flowers.
Alan landscaped this whole backyard just for you.
Alan.
Yes, Mr. Dittenpepper?
Alan, my boy. Let me shake your hand.
Blisters.
Alan, Alan, I'm sorry for all the mean things I said to you, my boy.
Oh, Papa, you call Alan your boy, but I'm your boy. I am, I am, I am.
Hubert, I appreciate all those nice things you gave me, but what Alan has done goes beyond mere money. He's poured his heart into that garden. He's poured his soul into that garden.
3 bags of fertilizer, too.
Alan, my boy, you can have a date with Betty every night this week.
I can?
That's right. And I won't even sit in the room.
You won't?
Nope.
Gee, who'll tell me what to do?
I knew that last season would make a hit with Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, just look at those beautiful flowers and trees. Oh, look at that big tree over there. I've never seen such an unusual tree. Those twisted limbs and square leaves.
Twisted limbs, square leaves? Why, that's a proxenius cup in the restaurant.
Oh,
Please, Hubert. There's a lady present.
That's what it is. A Proxenius cupronaturalis. I've seen that tree before someplace.
Oh, my boy, yeah? Let's go out and see my garden. Why don't you spend the evening with us? Come, Betty. Come, Alan. Let's go.
Goodbye, Hubert.
So long, loser.
So Alan thinks he's won, eh? Well, you can't keep an Updike down. That tree in the backyard was stolen from the botanical gardens. I'd bet my bottom dollar on it. If I could reach down that far. I'll just sneak into the hall and get to the phone. Now, here's the phone. Now to put that Alan Young in hot water. Oh, I do love to call a botanical garden. Well, well, poor Alan. He's going to be in hot water as sure as my name's Larry Keating. And all because his friend Zero seems to have involved him illegally with Fraxinius cryptonexeris.
Look, I'd be careful what you say about people, Mr. King.
Oh, Zero. Gee, I didn't know you were around.
Yeah, it's a good thing, too. I ain't never been mixed up with no mob run by a guy named cryptonexeris.
Oh, well, Zero. Cryptonexeris isn't a gangster. It's, one of the wonders of nature.
Nature? Is that good?
It's wonderful.
Gee, tell me more.
I'd be glad to.
Good.
One instance of how wonderful nature is comes when you're brushing your teeth.
Well, I get it.
And all of a sudden, there's a warning tinge of pink on the toothbrush. That's nature's way of saying, watch out. Pink toothbrush means it's time to see your dentist. And he'll tell you whether that pink toothbrush is serious or if it's simply a case of the soft, creamy foods we all eat, letting our gums become lazy and sensitive due to lack of exercise. So if gum massage is indicated, chances are he'll recommend iPana and gum massage. For a national survey shows that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage. Not only that, but the dentists themselves prefer iPana toothpaste 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use. For you see, iPana is designed not only to clean teeth, but with gentle massage to aid in the health of your gums. So if you want firmer gums, brighter teeth, and a more sparkling, attractive smile, why don't you try iPana toothpaste and gum massage? Now, let's listen to the smart set with a new arrangement of Louise.
Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. A bird in the tree seems to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you. Love you. Every little bee that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what a fellow's a star. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you. Joy I never knew, but to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss to lose.
It had to be, but the wonder is this:
can it be true someone could love me? Love me, Louise.
When we left
At the Ditton Pepper household, Hubert Updike was busily engaged trying to put an eight ball in front of Alan Young. But now, as we look in on our hero and the Ditton Peppers, Hubert's scheme doesn't seem to be working yet.
Well, Alan, my boy, it's nice having you here. Just make yourself right at home.
Thank you.
Would you like a cigar?
No, I don't smoke.
How about some Southern Comfort?
No, thanks. This pillow I'm sitting on is fine.
Come on, Alan, have a drink. Where's your backbone?
You ought to know. You pulled it out of me 3 months ago.
Oh, Alan, everything's working out so beautifully.
Yeah, but does your father have to sit on the couch with us?
Why bother about Daddy when we're sitting here sandwiched so close together?
I don't mind being sandwiched with you, Betty, but can't we get rid of the dill pickle on the other end?
Don't say anything to offend Daddy.
Daughter, there isn't anything that Alan could say that would offend me. And right now, Alan is number one on my hit parade.
Hello? Oh, it's for you, Alan.
Oh, thank you. Huh? Oh, hello, Hubert. Yes, just sitting here on the couch with Betty. Pardon me while I unpucker. What's that, Hubert? The tree was what? From where? By who? Sorry, by whom? The authorities? On their way over? Hubert, what am I going to do with this tree? Please, this is a party line.
Well, what's the matter, Alan, my boy? Something wrong?
Wrong? Oh, no, wrong. I always turn yellow this time of year. Oops, don't answer that door. Don't answer that door.
Alan, nobody knocked.
Well, it's a good reason, isn't it?
Well, as I was saying before, Alan, my boy, and you are my boy.
Yeah.
I'll get it. Come in.
Pardon me, are you Mr. Ditton Pepper?
That's right.
My name is Cunningham. I'm Commissioner of Parks.
I suppose you're here to see me about my wonderful landscape.
I certainly am.
Well, I gotta go decorate my Christmas tree. Gotta press out last year's tinsel.
Mr. Ditton Pepper, you may be interested to know that every tree and flower in your garden was stolen from the Botanical Gardens.
You're under arrest. Trees, flowers, stolen? Botanical Gardens? Under arrest?
What a memory. Repeated it word for word.
Alan Young.
Didn't ever. And what you said, I'm number one in your hit parade.
Well, to each his own. Come here.
No. Put down what you got in your hand. Put down what you've got in your hand.
Yes, Daddy, put Alan down.
Mr. Ditton Pepper, you'll get 30 days in jail for this.
30 days in jail?
Not so bad. Just think of it as another month's vacation.
Daddy, there must be some mistake.
Yes,
here.
And as long as I live, you'll never marry him.
Mr. Ditton Pepper, besides the 30 days in jail, there's a $2,000 fine.
Alan Young, you'll rule the day.
Anything you say. You name the day and I'll rule it.
Mr. Ditton Pepper, besides the 30 days in jail and the $2,000 fine, we're going to prevent people from entering your department store.
Alan Young, I'll break every bone in your body.
And Mr. Ditton Pepper, be...
Ooh, such a blabbermouth!
I'm a ruined man. My business, my life, my family, everything ruined.
Oh, this is terrible. Daddy's going to jail. I've lost Alan, the only man I've ever loved.
Mr. Ditton Pepper hates me. I've lost Betty. Maybe I'll end it all.
Yeah, hiya, folks. Everybody happy?
What do you want?
Oh, me? I'm Alan Young's best pal, Hero. I'm his buddy. I helped him landscape your backyard.
You charlatan.
Thanks, I ain't danced in years.
I'm glad to see it, you. Explain to Mr. Dittenhever, it's all a mistake. See, this fella here claims the trees and flowers were stolen from the Botanical Gardens. Go on, Zero. Tell him you didn't get them from the Botanical Gardens.
Mister, I didn't get them from the Botanical Gardens.
Well, in view of this new evidence, we shall have to apply the habeas corpus and look into the res ipso dicter.
Does that mean I got to pack them back there?
I'm afraid I'll have to take all three of you into custody. Before we go, I'd like to take the evidence. Follow me to the backyard.
Mr. Cunningham, I tell you I'm innocent.
One of the most atrocious crimes ever committed in this county, yes?
Yes.
Every one of those trees and flowers came from the Botanical Garden.
All right, let's get this over with. I'm an innocent man, but...
Wait! Look at that tree!
The proxenius hit the next for us. There's a bud on the top branch. A bud, do you hear?
I'm sorry.
Sorry? Why, for 30 years we tried to make that tree bud, but never succeeded. Our scientists tried everything to make this tree bloom. Potassium phosphomanganate, calcium chlorohydrate, sodium bismal nitrate.
And to think all it needed was a Van Nuys story.
Mr. Dickon Pepper, your name will go down in horticultural history.
You mean I'm not going to jail?
Jail? You'll be the toast of the scientific world. You, sir, are a new Luther Burbank.
How you like that? A Burbank coming from Van Nuys.
Naturally, all charges against you may be dropped, and you, Mr. Dickon Pepper, will receive an honorary membership of the Botanical Society. And we shall set your backyard aside as a monument to Dickon Pepper's blooming Fraxinius Kryptonexus.
Friends and assembled guests, this is one of the happiest moments of my life. And to think I owe it all to my dear future son-in-law, Alan Young. Alan, my boy, I'm sorry for all the mean things I've said to you.
Mr. Dickon Pepper, this is the second time today you've changed your mind about me. First you didn't like me, then you liked me. Then you didn't like me, then you liked me. If you think I'm so afraid of you, you can keep me on a string and pull me back and forth.
Yes!
Just call me Yo-Yo Young. Thanks, everybody. I hope you've had a little fun with us tonight and you'll be back for another visit next week at this same time. In the meantime, please remember the two fine products that bring you this show, Ipana for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. So until next week, this is Alan Young saying good night. Thank you.
Harry Keating reminding you that the Alan Young Show is produced by Eddie Pola. The script is by Alan Sherwood Swartz and Joe Young. The part of Hubert Updike is played by Jim Backus and Zero by Charlie Cantor. The music is by Joe Weil and his orchestra and the Smart Set.
Now we're going to you next Friday. We thought you'd like to know at this time and on this station with the Alan Young Show, when we shall entertain you with nothing but the best. All you do is just relax and we will do the rest. Ipana, Vitalis, new products you should know on the Alan Young, Alan Young, Alan Young Show.
When you shop at a Walmart Vision Center, you get it. You know that you'll spend a little less on stylish glasses for the whole family.
Welcome to the Vision Center. Let me know if you need help finding the perfect frames.
Hey, Mom, you were right. These glasses are cool.
Hon, they take our insurance. That means Papa's getting a new pair, too.
Whoa, glasses start at just $39. Next stop, groceries.
So you can get a little more of what you need. Find a Vision Center near you. Save money, live better. Walmart.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like a wind farm powering homes across the country. We're bridging to a sustainable energy future, working today to ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge, life takes energy.